Good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late.
It's okay, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm good. My radio interviews are stacked back to back, so they're kind of trickling over, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it happens all the time. I know us radio people kind of like go as long as possible and then realize the time went by so fast.
I know we have so much fun talking to each other that we kind of mess up our schedule. You're in Idaho Falls?
Yes. Very snowy Idaho Falls right now. It's.
I was gonna say, do you have snow? Because I just came from Wisconsin and we took off in a blizzard.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm from Southern California, so this is not what I'm used to. I moved out here about 2 years ago.
What part?
Seal Beach.
Okay, I'm like near Oceanside.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely. That's
Yeah.
cool. Yeah, I used to love the San Diego area, Carlsbad. Those are my favorite cities. Carlsbad is where I would ideally like to go.
Carlsbad is my favorite city in San Diego County.
See, yeah, it's my absolute favorite. That and like Laguna Beach. I love Heisler Park, so I love just that
Yeah,
southern part
Orange
of
County's
California.
nice. Orange County's nice. San Diego is getting really cool. I'm really glad that I left LA. I go up there for work, but I feel like I'm going into like a Hunger Games city,
I get you.
which is fun.
That's exactly the reason why I left too, because I was so happy to be hired out here to do this. When I left, I think January 2021, I tried stopping by McDonald's when I was moving out here, and of course it was shut down, and it was like 4 in the morning. They were just doing the orders outside and such. So it was just a mess to leave. And I come out to Idaho Falls, and we have to put on the masks because we're used to it. And then I go walk into like Chili's, and
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yeah. I walk into Chili's. Everyone's just staring at me like, "Oh, why are you wearing that?" And so around here, it's like it's never been a thing with the whole face masks and such.
Hey, you know what? The I just like to say it's your body, you do what you want with it. You know
Right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's your choice. It's your body. You should be free to do what you want with it, as long as you're not hurting other people.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got anything special planned for Christmas? I know you're probably just all toured out and
Yes.
such.
So we just got this very cool limited edition black and red vinyl for gifts from the Holy Ghost. Are
So
we
pretty. I
recording?
love
Yes,
that.
we are.
Yeah.
Hey fans, look, we got a few of these and they're very limited, and I think I'm gonna sign all of them for you.
Oh,
So
fantastic.
here's the sleeve. It's just like the original but a little fancier. For Christmas, I'm just hanging out with my family. I've got a wonderful boyfriend and a wonderful cat and my mom.
That's all you need, really.
It's really literally all you need in life is a cat
Yeah,
and
it's
a
funny.
house.
Like everyone around here, I mean, one time on the air, the morning show did a debate that wasn't planned whatsoever for 40 minutes straight, no music, debated cats versus dogs. And my morning show,
So totally two different animals. Cats are hilarious. Everyone's like, I don't like cats. They're that's half the fun.
Right.
Half the fun of owning a cat is that they're like they're so funny.
I know it's tough for me to choose because I sneeze a lot around them, so I can't unfortunately like have one, especially in my apartment. They charge extra, so I'm just like, forget it. I'll just stick to like a tortoise or something in the future.
I think God makes hypoallergenic cats.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I mean, I could get to one of those. I've always wanted the one. I don't know if you've ever seen the video of the smushed in face cat, and he goes diabetes just like Wilford Brimley, and it's the funniest video ever. I laugh at it every time, and I so badly want to get one of those floofy cats and name it Brimley just because of him.
Okay, so my boyfriend is a fireman, paramedic, and has mostly dark humor, but he loves my cat. It's the funniest thing to see them interacting. That's like his stress relief. He like gets down and he kisses his face. My cat's a little bit overweight because I fostered him from someone else, and when I got him, he was el gordito. He was pretty plump. So we put him on a diet. And so his name is Wesley Stripes. I didn't name him. It's a very funny name, but my boyfriend named him Pigsley Diabito the Hutt Senior.
Oh
It's a lot. He's like a little round. He's 21 pounds.
yeah. My mom used to have a
He's
cat just
heavy, but
like
he
that.
doesn't. Yeah, he does not like to be picked up at all.
My
But he's just the most mild-mannered, sweet little thing. He's so cute.
mom has a history of adopting like these like diva cats. Like our recent one, she's just a big diva. She doesn't want to have like a terrible litter box. Like she needs it clean, pristine, and everything.
Oh
And
yeah, I know. If you don't clean it, they get mad. They do stuff. Like they're really smart. They will do things to get your attention, and they have attitudes. Like if you piss them off, they'll do stuff to like mess your home up, Like he knocks plants over, or he'll eat the plants.
Oh,
He just eats them.
We used to have one named Bandit, and he got his name Bandit because he stole a bunch of money, like cash, from my dad. And he put his wallet on the ground, and next thing you know, like all of a sudden, all this cash was below a pillow. They found it days later, but it took a little while for them to finally realize it was the cat stealing the cash.
They're ridiculous. They're so funny.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I love those. Have you ever seen Cats versus Cucumbers on YouTube?
Yeah. Think it's a snake. Yeah. They're really interesting animals. Like, you got to be kind of calm around them. You got to pay attention to. They're really sensitive.
Going back to that album you just showed, who designed the album artwork? I love the design of it.
Oh, that was Linda Strawberry. Okay, so this is a shot from the "What's Coming to Me" video. It's a film still.
Oh, that's so cool.
And you know, Courtney Della Fiora, my friend, she took a lot of great pictures. I was very hands on in the artwork. I wanted it, and it ended up being kind of holographic. I don't know if you can see, but it ended up being kind of holographic because I think I missed the email. So I wanted it to be plain, but this actually ended up looking a lot cooler. And it's just a wonderful styling and artistic direction by Megan. I want to say it was Megan that did the styling, maybe. And Linda Strawberry, who works with the Smashing Pumpkins, who directed this video. So this song actually is not on the record.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where that song title came from, because I remember...
It's like down to the bottom. It's just like a bridge track, you know? But this was such a cool, strong image at the time, and we had to get it together to put the album together, right? So this was the video and the image we had at the time. And I really like how gothic it is. And I love her color selection. So Linda is a good friend of mine and one of the most incredible artists when it comes to just anything you want to do, like literally anything you want to do, she'll figure it out.
That's so neat.
And I know she's really close with Billy Corgan and the Smashing Pumpkins, and she's done a lot of great, she does a lot of live production. So, but anything I want to make, I just tell her and she just makes it happen.
Yeah, that's super, super, super cool. Because I've been loving the albums released this year. I know Motionless in White, Scoring the End of the World, there's a pretty album cover as well. There's been quite a lot, actually. And it's been a release year pretty much for rock and metal as a whole. But I know it's funny, every single time I go onto like the bands or artists' websites and I see the not only the vinyl, the CD, but also the cassette is still there for some reason. And people love collecting cassettes still. And I saw you had one listed on your website as well.
Yeah, it's like a novelty item. It's super cool. I don't know if anyone actually listens to cassettes anymore. I have a CD player in my car. I grew up in the 90s. I love CDs. And vinyls are really great collector's pieces to have. I know we all use Spotify and Amazon Music and Pandora and Apple Music, but so we're on all those things, and streaming is great because it reaches more people, but it doesn't pay very well, you know? Mm-hmm. So we like to put out these very cool niche like items for people to collect and have, you know, because in the digital age, it's easy to just go and not have anything tangible that you can touch, but we want people to have, you know, something beautiful that they can touch and feel. And so I was very specific about the swirl and the color scheme and the artwork.
Yeah, it's one of those things I absolutely love is colorful vinyl records, because I have quite a lot. I know one of my guilty pleasure bands, Walk the Moon, they have a pretty like purple vinyl record disc, and I have that hung up on the wall. It's just nice to collect that like art almost, instead of having like a generic poster or something like that in the background, which of course I do, but also like just the vinyl records with it. Like, that's super cool.
This was one of the snipes that the label put up when we released Rock is Dead and Raise Hell. And we played Raise Hell on the late show with Conan O'Brien. So they had these snipes up in LA, and I stole one of them and I framed it.
That's so cool. You were on Conan. Did you ever get the chance to talk to him for like a long period of time? Is he like exactly what he is on TV?
He very much like an actor politician. Very cool though. Like, he was really cool. You know, he's got a crazy guitar collection. He plays guitar. He loves music.
I didn't even know that.
I'm so sad that show is over.
Yeah, he was my favorite. I know, like, Ellen kind of was like the allegations popped up in the end and such. I did like her like 12 Days of Giveaways and things, but Conan was like the only one I really enjoyed watching, just because of his skits outside in the regular world and just dealing with everyday people and having that wit to just have those lines ready in his head. It's tough to do.
His humor is great. We also did the late show with James Corden, late show with James Corden. The one I think that we have yet to do is Jimmy Kimmel and Saturday Night Live with Jimmy Fallon. And I know that Fallon really likes rock and guitars, and he's got the roots, which is really cool. So that's like a kind of a a bucket list dream of mine to do that show.
Yeah, and I've seen Slipknot and like a bunch of bands on Jimmy Kimmel before. I wouldn't see a problem, of course, with having Dorothy on stage too.
Oh my gosh, Slipknot is huge. I love Corey. He's such a cool guy. Yeah, I mean, one day, hey, God willing.
Right. And even like just going back to this record, Gifts from the Holy Ghost, that you have, I watched the 30-minute long interview with you with Matt Pinfield, the rock radio legend, of course, and just hearing your story, I was just, my jaw was on the floor.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like that whole just conversation really like opened up my eyes, because I think I was on the treadmill in the gym just watching that. And I was like, do those experiences and such leading up to, of course, who you are now, did that really fuel your songwriting? Just like those experiences, and just got with other writers and decided to make track after track?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yes. If I didn't have crazy experiences in my life, what would I write about, you know? So, absolutely. I think like life imitates art, and you know, I think we're put on this planet to kind of go through things and learn, and I definitely have. One thing I've learned is not to ever judge anyone, you know, because of the things I've seen and done and been through. So, that's great that, you know, God took the judgment away from me. That I don't have the ability to judge anybody. So like I really, and even if I catch myself doing it, it's very surface level. Like at the core of who I am, like I know that everyone's kind of having a human experience and going through their life. And not to get too like deep or preachy, but I think that's really important is just, you know, we get wrapped up in ourselves and we get really selfish. And you have to remember, it's not about you. Like everyone is dealing with something. Everybody has something, and you have no idea because we're very good at playing it cool and pretending that everything's okay, especially in this social media filter, you know, fake the age that we're in. But you have to remember, everybody's dealing with something, especially around the holidays. Like I try to really be more compassionate towards people.
I did see your tweet recently about mental health, of course, and we here at K-Bear, we do Mental Health Monday every other Monday, because I think one DJ in the building, he had two friends unfortunately kill themselves. So he pitched it, and we have this across all five stations that we just decide to say, hey, you know, check in on your friends and family. So it's really awesome to see, of course, artists as well expressing the, you know, their pain and such, and expressing the trauma that's been happening in the past. And that's one unfortunate thing I've seen with comedians too. Like every person I follow that like that's in comedy talks about their traumatic experiences that brought them to be like that funny almost, or bring that material
Yeah.
to the stage.
Oh, 100%. Listen, you can use those things. Like what it's really true, as cliche as it sounds, like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It really does. And unfortunately, it does take people out, and they feel like they have no other option. I really feel like we're engaged in spiritual warfare, and some of us see it. And so when we see it, we want to talk about it. And it definitely, like, look, I've been through a lot of traumatic things, and everybody's experience is relative. So some people have been through much worse, like the Holocaust. Some people have been through, you know, starvation, and some people, you know, are just failing at school. Like it's all, but listen, it's painful to each person, and it's all relative. So you can't really compare. Like everyone's experience is different, and I feel like there's whoever's writing the script, they know what they're doing. And I'm talking about God. Like I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe in God, and I believe that we're here for a reason, and that everybody has a purpose, and what they're going through is important. It might not look important to you, but it's relative. So to them, it's really important.
Absolutely. And I can somewhat hear that in your songs too. Like I always like try to analyze more and more of the songs too. Like we've been playing Rest in Peace, absolutely number 7 on the Billboard mainstream rock airplay. Congratulations on that. And then Black Sheep, which I love that beginning part. Every single time I hit this green button to go to that song, I just love hearing Hail the Black Sheep and such. What exactly, I know Rest in Peace you said was written by Scott Stevens, I think, if I'm correct.
Yeah, so Scott Stevens and the Four Horsemen, Blair Daly, Marty Fredrickson, Zach Malloy, those are my guys, you know. I think I'm gonna probably do this whole next record with them. I love them so much, you know. So he had Rest in Peace written for me. He kind of like had this song and was like, oh, I think this is perfect for you. And I understand that because you know, it kind of came to him, and he's like, I think this is for you. And I think I did Black Sheep over Zoom with them, and we just have like a really good writing chemistry going on. Yeah, no, I can't take credit for Rest in Peace or Close to Me Always. Those were already written by the songwriters. I do love writing and I like to be involved, but those were kind of already out there floating in the ether, and they kind of manifested on this record, which is really cool.
Yeah, it really seems like a perfect match. I mean, you with Rest in Peace, it's a great track. I love listening to it when we play it and such. And then I think you said you collaborated with Jason Hook on another track as well. Is it A Beautiful Life? Is that the one I'm getting right? Okay, that's the one.
Don't
Yeah.
let the demons get you down.
There we go. I see in the Christmas sweater. That's awesome. And then just listening to the whole album, I've been listening to it more and more because I love hearing the messages behind the tracks and such. So it's been awesome to not only talk to you about this, but then also hear like that conversation you had with Matt Pinfield dissecting each and every track. Because oftentimes with the audience here at K-Bear, they hear some of these songs and they're like, I hate this band, or like Greta Van Fleet is like one of the most like ones we get texts about, like, why do you guys play them? And it's always great to like, for me to really hear these songs and then talk to the people behind them and wonder why they made their sound like that, or how they made that song and how they're expressing themselves in that way.
I love Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
We did two tours with them, and Josh can sing his ass off. And you know, it's very cool to see these brothers and friends. They're all brothers, right? The drummer, and that's their friend. These kids that grew up in Michigan, you know, playing rock and roll music. And so obviously they love Led Zeppelin, you know, and I think they're pretty talented. They've got some great songs, and the production sounds great on their records.
They're extremely talented. I do think they're awesome. I know it's funny, just with this radio station, we try staying away from being the stereotypical, like, you know, walk this way from Aerosmith playing, because we played the entire Lorna Shore album from start to finish. We played Motionless in White, Scoring the End of the World from start to finish as well. And we just like to play album playthroughs and just, you know, talk with listeners about the music and such. But it's never easy enough to appeal to the whole audience, because somebody somewhere is going to say, like, I don't like this band, I don't like this song, you know, that sort of thing.
You, I love that you do whole album playthroughs. That's great.
Yeah.
That's how I listen to records. It's like I'll get on one record and kind of listen to the whole thing all the way through because it's a journey.
And then, well, for next year, I mean, are we expecting like possibly a new album from Dorothy? I know you just made one this year, so I can only imagine
Oh
how
yeah,
long it's
no,
going to
I'm
take.
still. I think we have another year on this record, but I'm definitely writing with my friends.
Oh,
And
fantastic.
we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, I think unfortunately I ran out of time here because I got to go back on live here soon
Oh,
enough.
you're
But
good.
is there any way that I could get like two lines from you real quick before you go?
Absolutely, sure.
Just to say who you are and you're listening to K-Bear 101.
Okay, ready? Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dorothy, and you're listening to K Bear 101.
And then could you just do the same thing pretty much, but you're listening to Peaches, because that's my last name, Peach, and I go by Peaches on the air. Listening to Peaches on K-Bear 101.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dorothy, and you're listening to Peaches on K Bear 101.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for joining me today. And the last time we tried talking, unfortunately, you felt sick. So I was like, oh, man. So,
Oh,
yeah, I
I'm
was back.
so sorry.
No,
Yeah,
it's
no,
all
Merry
good.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry
Happy
Christmas.
holidays.
You too. You too. All
All
righty.
right. Bye.
Bye.
Recordings.